Captain, do you remember the day when we first set a sail? You nailed that gold doubloon upon the mast, and you said that's for the man who first sights the great white whale. You said I've chased that beast over seven seas and more, and up and down the tides of my life, and until I've got his head I'll never set a foot ashore. My heart soared as you stood on the prow and said all men are equal beneath my sail. You're all good men and free and rich men you'll all be when we come back to Nantucket with the head of that whale. And we've given up all the comforts of shore and piping them wherever we may roam until we prevail over that accursed whale. As long as I've a ship, you'll always have a home. In port after port and cruise after cruise, you swept like waves over our backs. We were all good men and free and as rich as we could be when the wind sang in our rigging and the sun shone at our backs. And though we often talked of all the things we'd given up, they were treasures we were glad to leave behind. And though we chased that whale without seeing even its tail, the thought of giving up never once crossed our minds. But Captain, I have a confession. One night as I stared out onto the sea, I saw a flash of plunging white that reached over the waves, and I never doubted once what it could be. So I ran at once to your cabin door, but stopped with my hand upon the bell when I thought of what awaited us ashore. I hung my head in shame as I climbed back up the mast, and the cry and rage choked out my voice. We were all good men and free, all except for me. And for 40 days and nights I never made another noise, till I was broken down by my conscience and rum, and told my bunkie everything I'd done. But he only laughed and he clapped me on the back and said every man that thinks he's seen the whale has held his tongue. He said it's all the same to the captain anyway, as long as he never knows how close we came. We're all good men and free, and you freely chose the sea, or a landsman's quiet life, or a rich man's gilded grave. And from that day forth, when I passed the doubloon that it once hung as a symbol of my shame, I'd not spare a second thought for all the things I hadn't got, but bow my head in thanks for all the things that I gained. The captain said I too have a confession, and I want it to be heard before I die. I know you fought temptation that night outside my door, and I wondered whether you'd raise up the cry. I was glad to see that you resisted, and I was glad to see you think you deceived me, because the whale that we chased never existed.
You are a good man and free.